Thank you for calling. This is Ken.
Hi, Ken. This is Ariva Martin. I just got your email.
Yes, Ms.
About my
page. How are you?
Good. I'm confused.
Let me just pull
up
your project, ma'am. Let me just pull up your project, ma'am, so I can discuss it with you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a second. Thank you for holding, Ms. Martin. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I just pulled up your project, so you're asking, you're confused about if the page can go up or not?
Well, your email seemingly suggested that you couldn't. I didn't know what your email was saying. What were you saying?
Okay. Let me explain you, ma'am. Basically, we send out your information. We created this draft and the research report about your profile, so there's a lot of information out there. As far as your credibility is concerned and as far as your eligibility. You are eligible, ma'am, to get the page, of course. It's just that there's been submissions being done in the past for your profile, right? I sent you some links. Are you in front of a computer right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can see there's the draft link for the profile that we have created. That is going to be the content submission that can be revised for your profile if you want to make any amendments, if the information is not correct, or if you want to do any edits to the profile. So this is the content being generated based on your online presence. So can you click on it?
Yeah, I just did. Hold on a second. No, that's not it.
The first link, ma'am, where I mentioned kindly
first.
The attached assessment
okay.
Draft link. The first
mm-hmm.
link on the message.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want me to go through this and make any changes?
You can go through it if you want to do any changes to it, if you want to make any amendments. Information to be exactly accurate, just to make sure you are also aware of the content being seen by the Wikipedia community and the people, right, on Wikipedia. So this will
mm-hmm.
be submitted there. So we need to know if you want any changes to it or not. So you can
yeah, there
were
some typos and mistakes.
Yeah, so you can send it over, and we will get it revised.
Okay.
But this is just the initial draft. The second link and the third you can see is that we researched all about you, whatever was available online about your profile. And obviously it's an extensive career of yours. You've been an award-winning attorney. You've been writing books. You are a legal commentator. So there's a lot that we have seen online about you and mention it on your profile. But as per the research...
All right, let me take...
Yes?
I was going to say, let me... I got to jump on another call. I'm going to make some corrections to what you sent me, and I'll get it back to you by tomorrow.
Yes, so you can go through my message in detail so we'll get the idea, ma'am. That you can go live. It's just that we need to work on the deletion log and the articles and everything. So everything is mentioned there. You can go through it, and whenever you are free for a call, we can discuss it.
Well, I don't feel so. You, I have said saw that about the articles. I don't understand that. I've written articles for USA Today, CNN.com. What are you saying about articles?
Well, ma'am, we have looked into your profile. You have credible resources and articles on USA Today. You've been on Fox 5, Fox LA, Chicago, ABC. You know, like, there's a lot of links about you. It's just that due to your previous submissions being done in the past, that is in 2015, there were two attempts made on your profile to be made live on Wikipedia, right? And the earliest one is in 2019. They were attempt to create the page. But they deleted the page due to two facts. One is the content that you've been submitting. It's not accurate as per Wikipedia. So they wanted us to revise the content in a way that is acceptable. The second is that due to your previous submissions, we have to delete all the information from Wikipedia and create a new submission for your profile. Plus, in order to get you the notability check you just need to create some additional publications. So my question to you, Ms. Martin, at this point of time is that are you getting any publications being done about you in recent times?
Tons. That's my whole point. Yeah, if you go to Ebony Magazine, just recently there's a big article about me in Ebony Magazine.
We just did the research and gathered all the information. But obviously they were looking to get some more publications for yourself, like 4 to 5 for top tier plus like major platforms. You can go ahead and create 2 or 3 in order to get you the notability check. So you can share the details.
No, I don't need to create any. I don't understand what you're saying. There's so many articles. I'll send you links of articles. I don't feel like I need
send
to create
it. But obviously, as per our research, we have, you know, you can go through the attachment that I've sent you. Everything is there. All the online
references
about you.
I understand. I already know. I get a Google alert with all my online references. That's what I'm
yes,
saying. When you say I need 4 or 5 more.
On one document for you. It's easier to see.
Okay. But I don't agree with you. There's impossible for me to create more articles. There's so many. I've write so many articles. I've been featured in so many articles. So I don't understand what you're saying.
Writing yourself an article is not accepted for a person page being created on Wikipedia. That is considered published.
Okay. I'm not writing an article tooting my horn. I'm writing informational.
Is there anyone who takes care of this? Like, do you have any team with you who takes care of this?
Yes. What do you need?
I mean that you need to create some new publications being covered by independent publishers to write about you, not by you. You've been covered, like new publications
about
you.
I understand that. I'm going to send you some links today, literally. An article came out.
Do that, ma'am, so I can definitely get them checked and let you know.
All right. Thanks. Bye.